Hello and welcome back. Now we're going to discuss the major accounting principles. Generally accepted accounting principles, otherwise known as GAAP, set forth standards or methods for presenting financial accounting information. A standardized presentation format enables users to compare the financial information of different companies more easily. Generally accepted accounting principles have been either developed through accounting practice or established by authoritative organizations. Organizations that have contributed to the development of the principles are the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, the Financial Accounting Standards Board, the Securities and Exchange Commission, the American Accounting Association, the Financial Executive Institute, and the Institute of Management Accounting. This section explains the following major principles. The exchange price or the cost principle, the revenue recognition principle, the matching principle, gain and loss recognition principle, and full disclosure principle. Whenever resources are transferred between two parties, such as buying merchandise on account, the accountant must follow the exchange price or the cost principle in presenting that information. The exchange price principle requires an accountant to record transfers of resources at prices agreed on by the parties to exchange at the time of the exchange. The principle set forth what goes into the accounting system, transaction data, when it is recorded at the time of the exchange, and the amounts, exchange prices, at which assets, liabilities, stockholders' equity, revenue, and expenses are recorded. As applied to most assets, the principle is often called the cost principle. It dictates that purchased or self-constructed assets are initially recorded as historical cost. Historical cost is the amount paid or the fair market value of the liability incurred or other resources surrendered to acquire an asset and place it in a condition and position for its intended use. For instance, when the cost of a plant asset, such as a machine, is recorded, its cost includes the net purchase price plus any cost of reconditioning, testing, transporting, and placing the asset in the location for its intended use. Accountants prefer the term exchange price principle to cost principle because it seems inappropriate to refer to liabilities, stockholders' equity, and such assets as cash and accounts receivable as being measured in terms of cost. Current assets are cash and other assets that a business can convert to cash or use up in a relatively short period, 1 year or one operating cycle, whichever is longer. An operating cycle is the time it takes to start with cash, buy necessary items to produce revenues, sell services or goods, and receive cash by collecting the resulting receivables. More recently, the FASB in SFAS 157 has moved definitely towards fair market value accounting, or mark-to-market, which records the value of an asset or liability at its current market value rather than its book value. The FAS 157 defines fair value as the price that would be received to sell an asset or paid to transfer a liability in an orderly transaction between market participants at the measurement date. It is also defined as an exit price from the perspective of a market participant that holds the asset or owns the liability, whether or not the business plans to hold the asset liability for investment or sell it. Cash includes deposits in the bank available for current operations at the balance sheet date, plus cash on hand consisting of currency, undeposited checks, drafts, and money orders. Cash is the first current asset to appear on the balance sheet. The term cash normally includes cash equivalents. The fair value accounting standard, FAS 157, applies to financial assets of all publicly traded companies in the U.S. as of 2007, November 15. It also applies to non-financial assets and liabilities that are recognized or disclosed at fair value on a recurring basis. Beginning in 2009, the standard will apply to other non-financial assets. FAS 157 applies to items for which other accounting pronouncements require or permit fair value measurements, except share-based payment transactions, such as stock option compensation. The FAS 157 provides a hierarchy of three levels of input data for determining the fair value of an asset or liability. This hierarchy ranks the quality and the reliability of information used to determine fair values, with level 1 inputs being the most reliable and level 3 inputs being the least reliable. Level 1 is quoted prices for identical items in active, liquid, and visible markets such as stock exchanges. Level 2 is observable information for similar items in active or inactive markets such as two similar situated buildings in a downtown real estate market. Level 3 are unobservable inputs to be used in situations where markets do not exist or are illiquid, such as the present credit crisis. At this point, fair market valuation becomes highly subjective. Fair value accounting has been a continuous topic since it was introduced. For example, banks and investment banks have had to reduce the value of the mortgage and mortgage-backed securities to reflect current prices. Those prices declined severely with the collapse of credit markets as mortgage defaults escalated in the financial crisis of 2008 and 2009. Despite debate over the proper implementation of fair market value accounting, International Financial Reporting Standards utilizes the approach much more than the generally accepted accounting principles of the United States. Revenue is not difficult to determine or measure. It is the inflow of assets from the sale of goods and services to customers, measured by the cash expected to be received from customers. However, the crucial question for the accountant is when to record a revenue. Under the revenue recognition principle, revenues should be earned and realized when they are recognized. All economic activities undertaken by a company to create revenues are part of the earning process. Many activities may have preceded the actual receipt of cash from a customer, including placing advertisements, calling on the customer several times, submitting samples, acquiring or manufacturing goods, and selling and delivering goods. For these activities, the company incurs cost. Although revenue was actually being earned by these activities, accountants do not recognize revenue until the time of sale because of the requirement that revenue be substantially earned before it is recognized. This requirement is the earning principle. Under the realization principle, the accountant does not recognize revenue until the seller acquires the right to receive payment from the buyer. The seller acquires this right from the buyer at the time of sale for merchandise transactions or when services have been performed in service transactions. Legally, a sale of merchandise occurs when title to the goods passes to the buyer. The time at which title passes normally depends on the shipping terms, FOB, freight on board shipping point, or FOB destination. And we'll discuss this in Chapter 6. As a practical matter, accountants generally record revenue when goods are delivered. The advantages of recognizing revenue at the time of sale are the actual transaction, delivery of goods is an observable event, revenue is easily measured, and risk of loss due to price decline or destruction of the goods has passed to the buyer. Revenue has been earned, or substantially so, And because the revenue has been earned, expenses and net income can be determined. As discussed later, the disadvantage of recognizing revenue at the time of sale is that the revenue might not be recorded in the period during which most of the activity creating it occurred. Exceptions to the realization principle. The following examples are instances when practical considerations may cause accountants to vary the point of revenue recognition from the time of sale. These examples illustrate the effect that the business environment has on the development of accounting principles and standards. Cash collection as point of revenue recognition. Some small companies record revenues and expenses at the time of cash collection and payment, which would not occur at the time of sale. This procedure is the cash basis of accounting. The cash basis is acceptable primarily in service enterprises that do not have substantial credit transactions or investments, such as business entities of doctors or dentists. When collecting the selling price of goods sold in monthly or annual installments, a considerable doubt exists as to the collectability. The company may use the installment basis of accounting. Companies make these sales in spite of the doubtful collectability of the account because their margin of profit is high and the goods can be repossessed if the payments are not received. Under the installment basis, the percentage of total gross margin, the selling price of goods minus its cost, recognized in a period is equal to the percentage of total cash from a sale that is received in that period. Thus, the gross margin recognized in a period is equal to the cash received times the gross margin percentage. The formula to recognize gross profit on cash collections made on installment sales of a certain year is as follows. So as you can see, you have your cash collections times your gross margin percentage, which would equal your gross margin recognized. To be more precise, you can expand it into the following formula. So your cash collections for the year resulting from installment sales made in a certain year times the gross margin percentage for the year of the sale. That will equal your gross margin recognized this year on cash collections this year from installment sales made in the certain year. To illustrate that point, assume a company sold a stereo set. The facts of the sale are the date of the sale, the selling price, the cost. So your gross margin is your $200. So your gross margin percentage is your gross margin divided by your selling price, which will give you 40%. The buyer makes 10 equal monthly installment payments of $50 to pay for the set. If the company receives 3 monthly payments in 2010, the total amount of cash received in 2010 is $150. The gross margin to recognize in 2010 is, so you're going to take your $150 times your 40%, and your gross margin is $60, the U.S. dollars. The company collects the other installments when due, so it receives a total of $350 in 2011, from 2010 installment sales. The gross margin to recognize in 2011 on these cash collections is as follows. So you have your 2011 cash collections that came from 2010. They will equal to $350. And your gross margin percentage is your 40%. So you're going to just multiply that times your installments that are being made in 2011, and you're going to get your gross margin recognized is $140. In summary, the total receipts and gross margin recognized in the 2 years are as follows. So in 2010, your cash recognized was $150, and then in 2011, your $350. So you recognized 30% in 2010 and 70% in 2011, which gives you your 100%. And then your gross margin recognized is $60, which is your 30%, $140 in 2011, which gives you your 70%, for a total of $200 with a 100% margin recognized. Because the installment basis delays some revenue recognized beyond the time of sale, it is acceptable for accounting purposes only when considerable doubt exists as to collectability of the installments. Companies recognize revenue from a long-term construction project under two different methods. The first method, the completed contract method, and the second is the percentage of completion method. The completed contract method does not recognize any revenue until the project is completed. In that period, they recognize all revenue even though the contract may have required 3 years to complete. Thus, the completed contract method recognizes revenue at the time of sale, as is true for most sales transactions. Companies carry costs incurred on the project forward in an inventory account, construction in progress, and charge them to expense in the period in which the revenue is recognized.